I have to admit, I didn't have much faith in the idea that young people could move as a collective unit because of the sheer narcissism that I observe on campus. You know, for me, it was a little bit shocking to find that these young people would start thinking in terms of we and would align themselves with community members who would probably not have the opportunity to come to a college campus. And so that was enthralling, the idea that these young people would finally see themselves as part of something larger.
Do you think young people have been necessary in the recent movement?
There's no doubt about it that young people in the most recent movement and all of the successful movements of the 20th and 21st century have been spearheaded by young people. So when you think about the civil rights and black power movements, it just could not have worked without young people. Brown versus the Board of Education, we talk about the lawyers and that sort of thing, but it actually took these young people being brave enough to implement the decision, that is, to attend these schools. And then you think about freedom rides and sit-ins and Children's Crusade in Birmingham in 63, where the young people were out trying to dodge water cannon, German Shepherd. And then you think about all the campus protests that occurred during the 1960s and early 1970s. This involved young people. And so with this movement, young people realized how fragile life was. And I think that that was a turning point, that particularly in this area, they have mounted a campaign that has taken hold of the nation and much of the world. What we see is these young people have now forced American policymakers, American political figures, to address issues that some of us have been trying to push in our nice ways for a long time. Some of us have been emailing and writing letters and asking for meetings and things like this to no avail in many ways. But when these young people took to the streets and made an issue in social media, things began to move much more quickly.
Do you think that media, mainstream media attention has been fair when it comes to protesters? Has it been too dismissive or has it been balanced in your eyes?
So now I'll say this from my own experience. Early on in the Ferguson crisis, the way the activists were portrayed, I think, was slanted. The only thing that I saw running early on in the news was images of people burning things down and that sort of thing. To be sure, there were those who burned down properties. And I was out on the street, and there were many, many people, including grandparents and youth and ministers and just regular young people who were angry and upset and exercising their rights. Early on, I saw that slant. So one of the things that I tried to do is to make sure that there was a diversity of imagery for young black people. And so in addition to those who burned things down, I tried to make sure that when I went on interviews that I would have young people from Ferguson who happened to be college students speak to the media so that people around the nation could understand that this affects not just those people that we would like to throw away, the people that we would like to call thugs and that sort of thing. This affects the people who are supposed to become future leaders in America.
Can you speak a little bit more to some of the winds that have come around in the last couple years because of Black Lives Matter and similar activism in the St. Louis area?
You've seen people, certain figures, resign their posts because of their inability to deal well with some of the issues the activists have brought to fore. You have new city manager in Ferguson. You have new police chief in Ferguson. More than that, a new traffic court judge. One of the first things that the judge does is dismisses the warrants for many of the people who have traffic fines, which allows people to get on with their lives. And then there's another part that I think people are going to really start to reconsider, and I think that the activists are very smart on this, is the use of grand juries and how these grand juries will be able to affect the way that people are charged, particularly police officers, are charged with potential crimes. One of the things that the activists are pushing towards is having outside prosecutors so that you could have a more fair assessment.
So when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement, it's kind of, we call it the movement. There's obviously the organization. Not everyone in the movement is exactly a member of that.
Right,
it's
right.
Like the civil rights era where there are tons of different groups coming together, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the organization, but part of it is just the philosophical part of it, right?
I think that's one of the sharpest questions to be asked in the last few months is this idea that Black Lives Matter resonates with an incredibly wide demographic of people who are not necessarily part of any chapter. The idea is it's a reminder to the nation. It's not saying that no other lives matter or black lives matter more than somebody else's lives or anything like that, but just a reminder that black lives do indeed matter. This is something that hits home with people who would not necessarily be part of a movement at all. And so that allows people in the ministry, professionals, to take up a mantra and to make it apply in their institutions.